Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's going to be cloudy throughout the day. Showers on and off. Right now it is 65 degrees. It's 6:37 Thursday morning at Chicago's hottest country, US 99. And if you're a Northsider, you're a fan of the Chicago Cubs. And I'm sure if you have some Southside Sox fans, the jokes have probably been piling on the last 24 hours.
Well, first off, the Cubs are in first place, so you can't make fun of the team on the field because we're really, really good, right? But the joke is because their star closer, Brandon Morrow, who, by the way, was a free agent signing in the offseason. Really, really good pitcher. He was unavailable to pitch on, what was it, Monday?
Tuesday.
And we're like, why? What happened? Why was he not? Because the Cubs lost that game, actually.
We needed him bad.
And so after the game, Joe Maddon, our manager, had decided to tell everyone that Brandon Morrow has back spasms. Now, that's not really funny because he's hurt. He can't pitch. Understood. But the way he got these back spasms is hysterical. Like, he got these back. No, okay, again, a major league pitcher, a very, very good one. Our closer.
An athlete.
He experienced back spasms while taking off his pants at home early Monday morning.
Bending over, taking off his pants. That's what triggered the back spasms. Now, okay, jokes aside, it probably would have happened eventually, anything that he would have been doing, bending over. So if he was stretching, if he was, you know, putting on his shoes. But the joke is, and let's just say hopefully he's going to be okay because he's on the 10-day disabled list. You know, our thoughts and prayers are with you, Brandon. But it is kind of funny when you think about it, and I'm sure he jokes about it as well. He was bending over, taking off his pants or putting his pants on, and it triggered the back spasms.
Yeah, he was taking off his pants. Now, here's the thing, though. If that was me, I'm just thinking about it for a second. If that was me,
I'd kill you. I'd make jokes nonstop.
But no, I wouldn't admit how I got them. I'd be like, oh, I was picking up Tristan or something along. I wouldn't say I was taking off my pants and now I can't pitch for 10 days.
But sometimes, you know, you have something that you do. Or remember Sammy Sosa back in the day? What did he sneeze?
A sneeze, yeah.
And they said that he hurt himself by sneezing.
I mean, back spasms can come at any moment, understood completely. But at that point, if you're the only one that knows you were taking your pants off and that's how you got it, you could change the story a little bit and nobody would know, right? Oh, I was bench pressing 500 pounds and, you know, oh, I was picking up a car, whatever. You could say anything you want except I was taking my pants off.
Taking your pants off and now he's out for 10 days. So 312-946-4995. Hey, it just doesn't happen to athletes here in Chicago. It happens to all of us. On the phone this morning, call us up. We have Jenna from Tinley Park. How did you hurt yourself?
I was bending over to pick up something off the floor and could not get back up. So I crawled on my hands and knees to get the cordless phone back in the day because I didn't have a cell phone. I had to call my girlfriend, gave her my garage code, and she came through the garage to the front door to help me.
So you literally fallen and you couldn't get up.
Yeah, I fallen and I couldn't get up.
Come on, imitate that old lady from the commercial. Do it,
oh,
Jenna.
God. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah. May she rest in peace.
She died?
She was 85 in the commercial, and that was back in the 80s, I think.
Right, did she have her cordless phone by her?
Oh, I've fallen, and I can't get up.
We're sending help immediately, Mrs. Fletcher.
Let your voice be heard. Call Stiles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99.
Hey, so sometimes you hurt yourself when you take your pants off. Good morning. It's Chicago's hottest country, US 99. And yep, that's the joke right now. Cubs pitcher Brandon Morrow, that's how he hurt himself. He got back spasms when he was taking his pants off.
Yeah, and so he couldn't pitch on Tuesday, the first game on a doubleheader. And then we blew it a save because he's our closer. He's really, really good. So without him, we blew the game, and everyone was so mad at the manager, Joe Maddon, but he explained that, no, Morrow's out because of back spasms, and then we found out how he got those back spasms by taking off his pants.
Just imagine Anthony Rizzo, who's like the jokester in the right. Locker room there. Just imagine all the jokes that he's doing right now with that guy. I mean, hey, it's funny, but hopefully, you know, our fingers are crossed. He's on the 10-day disabled list. Hopefully he gets better, but yeah, it's hilarious. You're bending down. We all do that on a daily basis, and sometimes it triggers something in your back and you get a spasm.
That's why I don't wear pants. You know, I don't want to get back.
Now you're going to bring up your cargo shorts again?
312-946-4995. What weird way did you get hurt? Beth from Frankfurt, good morning. What happened to you?
Well, I was on vacation in Hawaii with my girlfriend, and we were walking on the beach, and these group of guys go, "Hey, Blondie." And I kind of turned and looked at them like, whatever. Turned around, whacked right into a palm tree and like fell over.
That is amazing.
And of course, they had just called me Blondie. I was like, oh my God.
And you probably blame the guys. See, if those wouldn't have said my name. Oh my God.
Totally. Me and my girlfriend still laugh about it. At least I can laugh at myself. I'm like, oh my God.
You're definitely going to need an umbrella today, and you maybe need someone to help you take your pants off. Good morning, it's Styles and Roman at US 99, Chicago's hottest country. Let's talk about it. The Cubs stud reliever, hey, even athletes hurt themselves in weird ways. He was taking off his pants when he suffered back spasms.
Now he's on the 10-day DL. Good news is the Cubs are still in first place, but you lose your closer, you know, you think an injury is like, oh, manly. Taking off your pants, you have back spasms, and now you're out for 10 days minimum. But, you know, I guess those spasms, you said earlier, Sammy Sosa, he sneezed back in the day, and he had back spasms. It can happen at any point, but if I was Brandon Morrow, I probably would have changed the story a little bit.
I would love to be in that locker room. I would love to be in there and see the BS that the guys, the players, the teammates, they're all giving to him, because that would be classic. That would be so much fun.
312-946-4995. What weird way did you get hurt? Dwayne from Lombard, what's your story?
It was last Tuesday night. I had my little four-month-old boxer puppy, and I took him outside, and all of a sudden a coyote came from around the garage to try to get him. So I ended up giving the coyote a forearm with the elbow to stun him. Picked up the little guy, and as I spun around with him with the leash, when I fell, my ankle went crack.
Hold on, you gave the coyote a forearm?
Yeah, because I wasn't going to hit him with, if you hit him with the fist, that's how they could bite you, and it was just instinct.
For the record, my mom just texted me and said there's a coyote in my backyard right now, and I'm never going outside ever again. Yeah. Meanwhile, you forearmed the coyote?
You're way more than a man than we are. We'd be like,
Well, he's a $2,000 boxer puppy, man.
He's going to be here this weekend at our US 99 Country Lake Shake. Excited for Dylan Scott. All excited. Also excited for Dirks. We got Blake Shelton. And we got Florida Georgia Line. They're going to be closing it out on Sunday night. I remember last weekend when it was like disgustingly hot, like 98 degrees. I'm looking at the weather right now. It's going to be so comfortable downtown on Northerly Island. They're saying like mid-70s all weekend. That's going to be great.
That is the perfect temperature for a country music festival. Good morning, it's Styles and Roman. In case you haven't heard, the Cubs closer Brandon Morrow is out on the DL, 10-day DL with a back spasms, and he got those spasms by taking off his pants.
But they were really nice pants. Like they, and he's really tall, so they're long. So, I mean, you know, I get it. It happens, right?
312-946-4995. Good morning, Alyssa from Villa Park. What's the weird way you got hurt?
So about 2 years ago, I was babysitting. And we went to a movie. She had to go to the bathroom. Ended up hitting me with the bathroom stall door in the face and got 10 stitches in my eye.
No.
Now that's a facial right there, Alyssa.
Oh, yeah.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Kenny getting you going on a Thursday morning. And, you know, we hurt ourselves in some crazy ways. We're talking about Cubs pitcher Brandon Morrow. He was taking off his pants, and he hurt himself. He started suffering back spasms. Well, when I was a kid, I was a dumb kid. I was working at Ridgemore Country Club, and you get bored while you're waiting for your loop to go out, and I had those little golf tees. So I took a golf tee, flipped it the other way around, me and my buddy Jeff, and I actually just stepped right on the golf tee. Don't ask me why. It went right through my shoe and right into the bottom of my foot.
Ouch.
Why the hell would someone do that? That's the dumb way that I was when I was a kid.
Nice. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Stacy. What's the dumb way you got hurt?
So, you know those Razor scooters?
Uh-oh. Yep, we definitely do.
So my kids were playing on them, and I just came home from work, and it looked like a lot of fun. So I hopped on it, and I was doing great. Until that bump in the sidewalk came up, and I flew off. I had a walk home bleeding, and I ended up having to go to the orthopedic because I sprained one of my toes.
What?
No.
It was terrible.
You're always like, as a parent, you're like, kids, be very, very careful on those things. And then you as a parent, you're not supposed to be the one to fall.
No. So the worst part about it is, like, my kid was 10 when it happened, and for like 10 years, I've been telling him that hydrogen peroxide doesn't burn, that it's just cold.
Oh, you lied to him.
And I'm like, well, this crap does sting.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Good morning, it's Styles and Roman, and we're talking about the weird ways that you hurt yourself. I can't believe that Dwayne from Lombard actually just elbowed a coyote in his backyard. That's crazy
to
me.
Yeah, we've had some doozies here. Allie from Blue Island, good morning. What's the weird way you got hurt?
Yeah, so the only bone I've ever broken my whole life was actually my pinky finger. I did it doing a backflip on the trampoline, but I ended up landing on my face. So I'm not sure how my pinky finger got broken.
You're probably trying to like brace for the fall or something.
At least you only broke your pinky and not like your nose or your cheekbone or something.
I know. I actually landed on like my chin. I got a pretty bad like trampoline burn. But
are trampoline burns real?
Yeah.
Good morning, Bill from Lockport. What's the weird way you got hurt?
Well, I've torn each rotator cuff. Once I fell in the shower. Second time I swatted at a fly.
So you were swatting at a fly and you tore your rotator cuff.
Yeah, just because I overextended.
How big was this fly that you had to go that powerful, that hard with a swing at it?
Yeah, it was a big fly. I just got over enthusiastic.
Did you at least kill it?
No, I
didn't. Oh, that's the worst! What a letdown!
Home. US 99, and I'm sure the White Sox fans are having a little bit of fun with this. Good morning. It's Styles and Roman at Chicago's hottest country. And yeah, Cubs stud reliever, our closer, Brandon Morrow. The other day, we really needed him in a game, and he wasn't available. And everybody's like, what happened? What happened? What's going on? Well, news came out. Madden, the manager, he said that he has back spasms. But the way he got his back spasms is why White Sox fans are enjoying it.
Yeah, he was taking off his pants, and because he was taking off his pants, he got back spasms. I guess it does happen, but don't laugh too hard. The Cubs are still in first place. So.
Oh, but the White Sox fans don't care. They're probably enjoying this like crazy.
On the field, we are good, but yeah, man, taking off his pants, he is now out for 10 days. We'll see. Martina from Grays Lake, good morning. What's your story?
Well, I'm not a Cubs fan, so I really do enjoy hearing the story about the awkward injury.
Hey.
We need to go. Like,
watch your mouth around.
Oh boy. Well, I have also had an odd injury while attempting to shave in the shower. I must have been tired. It was a little slippery. I'm not exactly sure how, but I have fallen, gotten hurt. Nothing major, no major injuries, but you know, you hit that funny bone, fall on your hip.
So you're saying all Sox fans are clumsy?
Hey,
that's what I got out of the story.
I don't attribute that to being a Sox fan. That just crazy me.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.